So that brings up the question. The last 2 years, all of a sudden, the coldest winters in the world have happened in this country. I mean, it was colder in Chicago than it was in Antarctica. That's insane. I mean, we're seeing videos on Facebook where everybody throwing ice up, hot water in the air, and as soon as it hits the water, it's already ice. So that brings the question. I mean, now they're calling it climate change instead of global warming. The terms are changing.
Did you guys ever see what's his name's documentary? Al Gore's documentary,
I never saw
Inconvenient
it.
Truth. This is back
Yeah,
like
I've seen it. I
2000-something.
don't remember it, but I've seen it.
Well, he said that by 2013, the ice caps were going to be melted and there was going to be like this big chaos. That was
Well,
like,
the
okay,
ice
but
cap, I mean, things
listen,
are melting. I
guys,
mean, you can't deny
right,
that. You can't deny that glaciers are melting and
yes.
the water levels
Yeah,
are
but that
rising a
they
little
were going to
bit.
be gone.
Well, no, but this is the thing.
So
So
that's
you,
like,
okay. So let's just step back a second because think of how many times like a forecaster for the news is like, hey, there's a chance of rain, or we think it's gonna rain, and it doesn't. So like, let's not just be like, oh, he said this and ha ha ha, it didn't happen. So like, it's not really serious. It's like there is still
No.
like
Well, my thing is that
something to consider.
no, if you watch that video, he was like the theme of that whole was like dramatic and
Yeah.
we need to do something today. So it was hysterical. So when people are hysterical to me, yeah, I'm gonna make fun of them. You know why? Because that way they learn their lesson. No. If he had come out and said, like how you're reasonable, you're like, hey guys, it's melting. There's something going on. Not rare, rare, it's gonna melt in 10 years
But he
and
was
it's
really
like
passionate about something, and maybe no one cared about it, and so he was putting a lot of urgency around his like idea and thought. And just because it might not be as extreme now that like the time has passed, it doesn't mean that
why
he's.
lie?
Well,
Why
but maybe it wasn't a
exaggerate?
lie. Why wasn't? Maybe he really thought that was going to happen. Like just because like
Okay.
continuous thought becomes a belief, and that's why there's so many different beliefs, whether it's right or wrong.
Oh yeah.
So he believed wholeheartedly that maybe just like people who like
Stop.
no
If
no no
somebody gives
no.
you evidence, if somebody gives you evidence and then you go because you have a voice and you're not really educated in it, I'm not saying if he was or wasn't, but you can go out and you can go cry wolf and say whatever you want, and people are going to believe you.
Right.
Here's the evidence. Oh my God, everything's melting and we're done. We're done. We're done. And you create like a full sense of like,
Urgency.
urgency, but you're not really sure of what this means.
Yeah.
Like, is
So again,
history
that's
repeats
wrong.
itself. So,
So,
is
but
this something that, sorry.
no, go ahead. I'm just saying, like, you're saying, like, it's wrong, but like, you're like, at that time, that's what you believed. And he wholeheartedly believed that would happen. So, just because now, like, okay, now it's not 2013, and hey, it's not as bad as you said it was going to be. If you want to make fun of him and say, ha ha ha, you were wrong, fine. But you can't take away that, like, he really thought that and really wanted and thinks that, like, people should have had that
Just
urgency back in that
because you
time.
really believe something.
Well, that's all you can do. 10 years
No.
ago, would you say you would be doing some of the things you're doing now?
Podcasting
No, because you
has
might,
nothing to
it
do.
does. It has to do with
You're
your
way off.
beliefs. No, it
No.
does. It has to do with your
I mean,
beliefs.
everybody, I mean, think about Notre Dame.
Stop.
Think about
We're
Notre
talking about
Dame.
the guy was calling for people to like literally go back to the Stone Age
Okay, well,
yeah, but
to
Notre
stop
Dame did the
climate
same
change.
thing back in the day, and people
Who
thought he
the
was looking.
fuck? I'm
But
not
but
kidding.
but
I agree
no,
with
but
that. I
there's
agree
plenty
with
of people
that.
that
Thomas
Don't
raise a
tell
lot
me
of this
about
because
that.
like
no, I'm just throwing it
okay,
out there
no.
I
because
agree
he's
with
not.
that.
Al Gore's not the only
You're
one that's
reading X right
ever.
now, you little avocado. You are.
You just called her an avocado.
Mini Jimmy over
She's
there.
being
Oh,
an extra.
Jesus.
She's being extra
Okay.
right now.
So anyway, but I mean, I'm just
What
saying.
should he be? You're Mini Jimmy, I'm avocado, and
I
he
don't know. I'm just
is
him. Okay. Anyway,
napkin.
stop. Napkin?
Napkin.
What the fuck? You just use me and throw me away? What the fuck?
Oh, damn.
Okay. Oh. Speaking of
Napkin.
speaking of the
Sorry, I'm
person
not.
that sent me a text message, be like, oh, you believe in this because you it's white privilege. Okay, stop.
Okay.
Oof.
And then
Oh
you say
yeah,
it's
he
not a
won.
stinger. Okay, stop. Anyway,
Oof,
so
that was good. Those were fighting words. Those
yeah,
were great.
I mean, there was not even a need for that. I wasn't even
There
about
was,
white.
but it was great though, wasn't it?
It was
No,
actually
it was
I stopped
great.
responding after that. I
No,
was like,
that's why
okay, I'm
I was
done.
like, that's why I'm like, hello. I'm not white.
But anyway,
You see my text coming
but
through.
anyway, back to the whole global warming thing, right? So what's your stance on it? Obviously, you think Al Gore was nutty and you like laughed at him. So what do you feel? So you can't deny that thing that the ice caps are melting
Yeah, I
and
think the earth is warming and there's other reasons than just man-made. The sun activity is the major contributor to the climate changing. And so my issue with people who are alarmists like Al Gore, because that's what I call him, hysterical alarmist, is that they, meanwhile, he has a freaking, I don't know how many mansions, you know, living amazingly. If you really believe this, then why don't you go and live in a hut? And
what does that have anything to do with that?
Yes, it does. Because you're being a hypocrite. Because
you're consuming. You're consuming the resources of the earth.
How are you asking everybody else to change the way that they live, right? Because what's contributing?
So what did he ask people to do? Go really back to the Ice Age? Yeah. I mean, Stone Age?
Well, look, if you look at anything that the global warming alarmists are promoting is to reduce our footprint, right? On the planet. And what does that mean? So they went out and signed this Paris Accord agreement, where you know the United States was supposed to reduce emissions by this much. And guess what? The United States was the only country who was going to do it. But the United States is not the country that's contributing the most to global warming. There's China, there's India, and they weren't going to do anything. They weren't going to be forced to do anything.
And then we had the coldest winter on record.
So even if right now, let's say we sign it and say that other countries do, you're like, oh, he has all these mansions. It's like, okay, well, they're already here. So yes, if there's things in your house you're doing, you're car, we have the emissions thing, right? If you need to stop doing that, yes. But it's not like, okay, you have this stuff. So now bulldoze your house. You can't live in a mansion if you're going to have.
If we really believe that the earth was going to warm, stop. Why is he contributing to it?
The consumption that we all have, power, everything revolves around electricity and revolves around oil, so even when you go green, it's so new that I like the concept. I think it's great, less energy, more fuel efficient, all that. But what's it take to make all of that? And then when you throw it out, how does that have the effect on the environment? The studies are still not there where the batteries to do all these electric cars.
I follow Matt Geo, National Geographic, on Instagram. And for the most part, they have cool posts, tigers and lions and just remote places in the world and pictures, pretty cool pictures. But every now and then they'll post this picture of a polar bear or something to talk about global warming. And so I think the other day they ask a question what should we do, to stop this, And because there was this picture of this, I don't know if it was some fish,
salmon,
sea animal out and stuck with some, the can.
Plastic
stuff. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So then the question is, what should we do? What should be done to prevent this? And so you see all these people commenting saying, just stop using plastic. Let's get rid of plastic. Dude, plastic is
not the problem.
Look everywhere, homie. Everywhere. Everything that we use, plastic is the most.
But it's not the problem. That's the whole point.
But here's
asking
the deal.
For solutions and someone to say just not use plastic. How about how did it get in there and what are the things we're doing to
100%. But here's the deal. Here's the deal about plastic. It's everywhere. But what do you need to make plastic? Oil. So now people will go and be like, well, you're draining the earth of oil and you're invading, it's all this downward spiral for all these products, right? But then you say, use paper. Mm-hmm. Okay, but then you're cutting down trees. So now what do you, know what I mean? Every problem, every solution is going to create a new problem, right? So you can recycle. Okay, cool. But then when you recycle, you're still using, you're still using factories and everything to make this stuff. So you're still putting pollutants out in the air. So there's no right answer except for be a decent human being. When you see trash, don't throw trash in the water.
Right.
Don't throw trash in the water.
Right.
Don't throw trash in the street. Put it in the garbage can. Yes, there's landfills and maybe it's polluting the world, but at least it can be contained. But when you go into the ocean and I see these videos and there's actually some cool technology that they're kind of scraping up all the shit out of the ocean. They have these kind of tubes, right? Mm-hmm. And literally, it's collecting all the trash and the crap that's coming out of the ocean around the world. It's not just a U.S. thing. It's around the whole world, right? The U.S. Navy, when they go around the world in their ships, they dump in the ocean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they dump.
Those cargo ships?
Yeah, they dump.
I don't know how many of those, they sink every year because they're trying to get through the weather system there, and there's some crazy weather systems out in the ocean and some of them end up sinking.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's we're already all that shit that's falling down into the ocean. But hold on, but pause. Because we've taken our trips, right?
Yeah.
And me and Tim have been doing you know, road trips across the country. We want to cover all 50 states. One of the common themes, and I know we've talked about this, is how much is not populated. Like miles. So hundreds of miles of just like nothing. And so that's, so you know what I mean? For me, it's like if and the earth is what, 70 some percent or higher actually of the earth is water.
Water.
And if the land part has miles and miles of just emptiness, can you imagine how much more the ocean is? We haven't even explored the depths of the ocean. So when people show these videos of, oh, this fish is being impacted, da 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 da, it's like, wait, stop, because we can't grasp the magnitude of the ocean. And for us to say, oh, well, we're dumping billions of this, and it's like, yeah, it's like a drop. It really is.
But why are you like?
I'm putting it into perspective, because when people paint it, they're like, oh my God, and the fish are going to die. No, I'm telling you, this is how it's painted. Oh my God, the world's going to end. And it's like, no, let's put this in perspective. There's miles and miles, hundreds and thousands of miles of ocean that has not been explored, that we can't get to. And for us to say, oh, well, we're going to, you know, end the planet because of this. It's like, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I think this is what I'm hearing from you, mm-hmm. is that you dislike the quote unquote, like, hysteric, the person who's like, you know, the alarmer, like, oh my God, we're going to, you know, all these bad things are going to happen.
Yes.
So I understand that, but how you're also phrasing it, and is that like, hey, the ocean is so big, like what we're doing is like a drop. Like we don't even know. So like, why are we like freaking out? And I think that there needs to be a balance in that, because you're right. The ocean is so vast, and they do some documentaries, like you said, to even get down there, we don't even have like equipment with the pressure and all that stuff. So yes, it's huge, and I agree with you, like we have no idea what's happening. However, I think when we do see a problem, like we see trash on the surface, when we do see a problem, we should talk about it, and we should be urgent about, like, so why are we being such a-holes where trashing like our earth?
No, because you don't see me, I don't do that, okay?
I'm not saying you.
No, but what I'm saying is that let's put it into perspective, because there are people like our friend.
No.
I'm talking about that
our favorite bartender.
No. Somebody out in New York, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, yeah. Who is saying that
basically global warming, if we don't fix it, is going to start the next world war. That's what I'm talking about. It's like global warming should not even be anywhere in the list of catastrophes that could happen to the planet. It really shouldn't. That's what I'm trying to say. Is it bad to pollute and throw? Yes, of course. But don't be that dickhead who throws trash on the street. I'm not advocating for that. All I'm saying is that it does a disservice when you want to place this really high in the issues that should concern us.
But,
that's all I'm saying.
And here's the thing, because I mean, I've seen the other side, right? So like when the water, excuse me, like when these polar cap, you know, when these ice caps are melting and everything, it's raising the water level to a higher temperature. So animals that are in their natural habitat are now coming down to places, you know, they're coming down, or they're assimilating, and it's killing off a lot of people. It's killing some of the fish in the water, right?
Right.
But now the problem is when the fish die, right? You know, the thing that eats that, now they got to go find a new source.
So it's
a downward
ecosystem.
The ecosystem is changing.
Right. So, but the ecosystem has always been changing.
Sure.
Look, we see fossils from dinosaurs were affected by changes on the planet. That's what I'm saying.
Humans are, with our consumption of the things we like, sushi and shrimp and all, salmon, we're taking things out of their natural, you know, so
what do you propose? That we stop?
No, but I think talking about it and raising some alert is not so terrible.
I think the people who need to hear it,
maybe you get so like...
No, because the guy who was the evangelist for global warming himself was being hypocritical in himself. To me, that proves to me that you don't, you didn't, he didn't believe the shit that he was selling. Because if you really did, and if you really want to set an example for people, give up your mansions, give up your jets, give up all this stuff.
I don't know how that, I mean, I get that. No,
yeah, it does. It's hypocritical. How about you do it first? Inspire us to live according to how you are living, and then we will follow you.
Nelson.
I don't know. Exactly. To me, it's like the religious person who says, you know, don't fornicate, don't that, and then he himself is doing that. Wouldn't you say, oh, that's hypocritical? Why do you even preach what you...
So this is the thing. Okay, let's break this down a little bit.
Say it.
You're right. It is hypocritical. Yes. But are we human? Yes.
Yes.
And is the righteous thing, or is the thing you should do is, you know, not pollute and not throw trash and whatever else? 100%.
Yes.
So if someone is advocating for that and saying, guys, don't throw trash away, don't do this, like, why does that have to be so bad? Even if he...
I'll tell you why.
Wait.
Because the United States is not the major contributor to world pollution.
Yeah.
That's fine.
We've probably done the most, one of the
it's like,
most.
It's to... like, think about in a neighborhood, right? You have the neighborhood keeps his yard really clean.
Yeah.
And then the guy next door has weeds growing everywhere. And his solution to his solution to fix the problem, he tells his kids, guys, we need to make sure that our yard is even more cleaner than what it is. It's like, yeah, but the problem is coming from the neighbor over here. You see what I'm saying? And
tend to your own garden.
Yeah, exactly. But we are. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I'm saying that because when we came to the Paris Accords, which was all these nations need to reduce their amount of emissions. We were the only ones who were going to be doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but the major contributors weren't.
The whole thing is, I get what you're saying,
right.
But I'm still like an advocate of like, we know that there's a problem and we are going to do something about it
I think what you're confusing, what we're confusing right now is there's polluting and then there's emissions, okay? Polluting is, you know, you don't throw things in the trash and you don't put things where they're supposed to and you make dirty up the environment
from like the cars and
right or the
and
what
whatever.
You consume. So this is what I'm talking about, is that when people are saying, well, we need to start using alternative forms of transportation, and that means we're gonna have to dump all this money on electrical vehicles and just do all this, to me that it affects somebody who can only get around by because they can't afford an electric vehicle. That's all I'm saying, is that you can't impose your ideas on people who can't afford to do it. And that's all I'm saying.
I agree with that. That's definitely not how this conversation started.
All right. I think that's what the misunderstanding
consumption
was.
Consumption is the reason why people are freaking out about global warming. You know, if we consume less, I think the problem can help.
But I don't even think it is. It's a problem.
So just
who's to say? Look, let me. The Earth was warmer during the Middle Ages, right? That's why you have Greenland, who used to actually be really green, right? But what happened? So now the world got cooler. So knowing this, that the planet used to be warmer. And nobody was driving cars back then. What made it warmer?
Mother Nature will fix herself through some kind of catastrophe or something.
All I'm trying to say is that the sun affects global warming more than anything that we think we're doing. And to try to change that, again, I'm not advocating for people to pollute. I'm not.
But they say the emissions we put in and all the carbon and everything, that's what's... fueling the...
That's a bad thing.
But I will say this.
That's the shit they say. I don't know.
I'm saying...
I'm not a scientist.
I'm in agreement with you, and I'm sure, I don't know if you agreed with him or not, but like, I'm actually not worried about it, as in like, it doesn't consume my mind. I'm not doing anything crazy. Like, I mean, you don't send me emails, but like, I'm not this like, I don't have these huge recycle bins and I'm not doing all this extra effort. Like, I think the world, I think our planet, she's doing fine. And I think that she... is like good to go and we don't need to be stressed about it.
I was talking to a friend of mine who said, he's like, human beings are a parasite on the planet, right? So what's a parasite, right? It takes over the host and it basically uses up all the resources and then it leaves the carcass. So human beings are that, right, on the planet. And I'm like, okay, well, let's play this out, right? Human beings consume up everything and eventually we run out. And what happens? Right? Let's play it out to the worst that human beings can do is set off every nuclear weapon that we have on the planet. And then, boom, eradicate humans from the planet. The planet is going to be okay.
Yeah.
Cockroaches are going to take over.
It's going to be okay. So for the, you know, the people who, the environmentalists, they should be praying for this to come sooner, because guess what? The sooner that human beings eradicate themselves from the planet, the quicker the planet can go back to being however in their minds the ideal way that the planet should be. I mean, you know what I mean?
I understand. It's just like anything. I understand why people like religion. I understand why people like porn. I understand why people like, you know, but why they're very gung-ho on the environment. They're passionate about something. I'll give them that. They're passionate. But it's when they start judging and pointing fingers and then getting nasty with people. It's like, have a conversation. You know, maybe if you give me a valid reason with some solid facts and whatever about whatever your beliefs are, I can at least agree. At least you have an opinion. But just because I don't agree with it doesn't make me bad. And don't say, well, you're a piece of shit and you're a heathen and you're whatever. No, we can agree to disagree. But if you say, look, I get your point. You know what? Maybe I won't put trash on the floor anymore. Maybe I'll recite, you know, do certain things. You know what I mean? Like, just for awareness. Cool. Thank you for the awareness. Maybe I wasn't aware that all this shit was going on because, A, I got a job that I don't have time to sit there and research everything. I'm not a scientist. I don't know how all this shit works. Educate me. You know, if you're educated and you still make that decision not to do it, well, that's on you. Right. You know what I mean? But we spend so much time talking about this stuff and everybody gets so mad. Like, you should believe it. It's the most logical thing. Well, I think this, if I think X is logical and you think it's not, you're going to say I'm an idiot and you're going to argue with me. But when you say X is logical and I say it's not, you want to fight me. You know what I mean? And it's just, you're right and I'm wrong. And I'm like, okay, that's where you lose me. You know, give me some valid facts and data. And like, and there's plenty of it out there. I don't need the alarmist. I don't need the lackluster or anything. Just give me some data and let me make my own choice, because that's what I do.
I'll tell you this. I'm pretty sure some people up in up north with this crazy weather right now are hoping or wishing for a little.
They want warm. I mean, but now that's the catch 22, right? When it's so cold, like, oh, I can't wait for the heat. But then they're like, oh, then the humidity comes in. You know, it's like that video I sent you guys. People from back east are not happy. Like, they just really are not happy. You know what I mean? Like, they're just angry all the time, and they have because of this.
Oh, no, gee, no. Oh, really? Okay. Like, you're describing yourself.
Yeah.
That's about, no, it. I'm trying to tell them, I'm like, you know, you're just like negative. If we can,
no, it's not negative. So it's
angry,
just,
and I'm
no,
like, but I'm you, not angry.
But you're calling,
I'm not negative or angry.
No, but you're calling out what it is, right? And you're just pissed off about it, right? Like, if you had to
but
go
it's
to
like complaining, and it's like, no, not bringing solutions to the table. So it's just like, why are we talking about it?
Well, I got tired of fucking shoveling snow, so I left, right? So I did
so
the solution.
You, so you did you the know solution. What I mean?
But
you still have that like hard wiring of certain things. You
well,
know?
Because I'm logical. So when I see dumb shit, I'm going to fucking call out dumb shit. And as you're trying to bait me, that's dumb shit. That's illogical. That's not even smart.
Tim's like the typical New York driver because like everybody around him oh does not know how to drive. Every time I'm in this, every time he's driving.
Oh yeah, it's like
I've gotten used to him. You know, I'm like I just
yeah.
Like,
but
like,
yesterday that guy pulled out in the middle. That guy no blinker, no nothing. I'm promise. Sitting in the middle
no
of the fucking
blinker,
street.
No nothing.
This guy was a fucking asshole. I didn't know you were making
time,
a left.
Every time
you put no blinker on, and I'm sitting in the middle of the road waiting to go, and then all of a sudden you decide to turn into fucking
the world is out to
asshole.
No, to I just go away, rule. Go away from me. You know what I mean? Just
meanwhile, you know how many mistakes he's made.
Oh, we always, yeah, but I admit to those mistakes and I try to make up for them.
No, he's like, so why am I, because they honk
and,
at him.
And they're calculated.
He's like, what? He's like, Jesus, I said sorry.
It's funny.
Yeah, like we were in New York, right? Like, so I was trying to like drive real New Yorker, right? And I was trying to trying to get away from all these cars. So I was like, I snuck up next to one of them, but I didn't realize that the street was two ways. I thought it was a one way. So I'm like, I'm going to fuck this guy. You know what I mean? Because all these trucks, I was like, I'm going to Yeah, as I'm sitting at the light, yeah, somebody's trying to turn down. Now I got to put that shit in reverse. You know, luckily, a car behind us saw what was going on, and we had
honking at him. You know,
like, nobody honked. Nobody.
I remember honking.
Nobody honked, and I put it in reverse, and the guy let me back in. No big deal. He saw the Arizona license plate. He's like, fucking tourist.
Well, I think it's funny too. Like, even you know, here, whatever. Like, you do something, and it's like you know, you're like, and the person looks at you, and you're like, sorry. You're like, I know that's them. Yes.
When I admit that I'm wrong and I realize it, I always throw my hand up, you know, like, I'm sorry, you know, I fucked up. I acknowledge it. People drive and they don't fucking realize it. That's the shit that bothers me. When they don't acknowledge that you're a fucking idiot. Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, my favorite move is, well,
what?
You know, like when you're doing something and like you feel like you were right and they obviously feel like they were right. And I like to do like the no look bird. I love that.
What is
one.
That?
You flip people off like this? You just go like that?
But it's the no look bird, because you know what? When I'm driving, you know when you want to look at someone and when they do something and you want to be like, and give them a face and you have so much satisfaction.
Wait, do that again?
No. When you have so much satisfaction with it, well, I know that person's going to look. And so I am just like, bink. And it's like, I get so much satisfaction because I know they're like,
look at me.
You know, and they try to do it back and then like they get in front of you and try to do this and you see them that way.
You do realize that you live in the fucking wild, wild west. People chase people and shoot people's cars. I've actually had people at work. I've actually done no bullshit. So about
I don't do it a lot.
About 10 years ago, 10 years ago, I rolled into work.
She does it a lot.
And I see this car.
I have a kid in my car. So now I'm like,
oh, wow.
So no shit. So I pull in the parking lot and I see this car. It was like a Toyota Camry or a Corolla or something. And it literally had holes in it, like true bullet holes.
Were they the fake ones?
No. So now I'm looking, I'm like, shit, what the fuck happened? And I knew whose car it was, right? So somebody that worked in the call center, right? So I go up to them, I'm like, yo, what the hell happened to your car? He's like, bro, we were on the 101 and a car cut me off. I flipped him off and he started chasing us and we tried to get away. He pulled out a gun and just opened up on the car, dude. I was like, whoa. I was like, you hear it? This is 10 years ago. So it's like when I moved out of here, people used to tell me like, oh, that happened. I was like, okay, that's bullshit. I actually not witnessed it, but I saw the aftermath. And I was like, I thought people were bullshitting. They're like, uh-uh. I was like, okay, cool. See, okay. That's why I don't honk my horn out here.
Not to bring it back to the global warming thing, but here's where I feel, because you know, here's where I feel like that is a bigger thing than global warming is people's character. Do you know what I mean? Like, be decent people out in the streets. That, I think, is a bigger crisis than global warming.
I 100% that, like, agree with you, but nobody can... People are afraid to say that because the same people that are these, you know, environmentalists, they're the same people that want to shoot you.
Yeah,
you know
they're the same crazies.
They're the same crazies. But
yeah, humans are a piece of shit.
Yeah, but they give...
Just kidding, I don't know.
But they say...
Guys, we are we're human and you're going to catch people on a bad day. Like, you have bad days.
Yeah.
You have bad days and you don't want everyone judging you on your single bad day. Now, I'm not saying you're a bad day. You're going to go out and shoot anybody.
99% if you're a shithead, you're a shithead. You don't have a bad day. You're just a natural shithead.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah. If you're like us, we're normal people. Yeah. A bad day is a bad day is a bad day. But I'm not going to go
more normal than others.
But I'm not going to go fucking, none of us are going to go shoot somebody because they flipped us off. Nobody's going to chase after somebody. I don't got time for that shit. I got things to do, places to be. You know what I mean? I don't worry about it. Once you're out of my life, you're out of my life. Yeah. That's why when I drive now, I always just tell people, just get it. Why are you in my life? Just disappear. You know what I mean? Because I'm never going to see you again and just go. Don't hit me. Don't hit my car. Don't fucking run me off the road.
Okay.
Just get out of my life.
First of all, that's not what happens. What happens is he's yelling at the top of his lungs.
Yeah, and then I calm down.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, but then I calm down. I calm down.
But then I calm down. It's like that's
yeah, but I'm not yelling at them directly. I'm not fucking rolling my window down and rolling up to them.
Who are you yelling?
Because I'm frustrated. I'm irritated.
You don't think they can see you?
Because when I drive by myself, I don't give a shit. It's when I have people in my car and they
do
something stupid. Now, I'm responsible for the person in my car. I never want to have to be the one responsible if something happens.
Wait, so when you're by yourself, you're like a nice...
No, I calm because I don't give a shit. I throw the radio on, I blast it. I don't give a shit. I don't...
Yeah. Dude, when I'm in my car, I always get like people revving their engines like trying to race. I always get that. Like, I'm like, no, man. I'm just like, it's not me.
Like,
and so they go, and I'm like... Have a good trip, man.
That's funny.
I've never was like that. You know what I mean? Like trying to. Yes, I've taken
everybody.
That part,
everybody's.
You know what I mean? But I usually by myself. You know what I mean?
By like, myself.
Not like trying to race somebody.
Well, this is also like a perfect example of like. Like, you know, I have like my whole like CCV sticker on the back of my car.
And she flips people off. So, yeah.
So, okay, guys, Real I do Jesus. Not do this all the time.
Uh-huh. You're a hypocrite.
Okay, we all are in some ways. But listen, this is my thing.
I live by the truth.
But my thing is, it's like, even when you don't like, I'm not saying, oh, I flick someone off. I'm saying like, even if I like, cut someone off or I think I should do this and maybe not on purpose sometimes, but you're just like, and then person's like, man, I'm like, oh, whatever. Either way, someone's going to be like, oh, that wasn't very blank blank of you. Oh, that could be anything. And like, if you like, take my whole life and put it on a whole plate, there's millions of things you're going to be like,
it's like
well,
the people that have baby on board drive like the worst. They drive the worst and it says baby on board. I'm like
my
you're
thing
a
is
fucking
like,
idiot.
Why do you feel like you need that sticker on anyways?
Yeah.
It's like, really, somebody's gonna drive differently
because you have a baby on board.
I mean, like, no, just don't be a dick when you drive. You know what I mean? Like, why do people like think that having that?
Because it's justification for them to drive like an asshole. I have a baby on board. I'm entitled to do whatever I want.
You hit the nail on the head.
If I make a mistake, it's because I have a baby on board and I'm screaming at it and I'm trying to nurture it.
I have a baby on board sticker.
I think what happens is that what?
I'm gonna get a baby on board sticker. Gives me permission to drive like an asshole.
I think what happens is like, I don't think you buy that for yourself. I think at like maybe a shower or something, someone gives that to you because
I don't put stickers on my car.
It's not an actual sticker. Like, what's the thought process? I'm just curious. It's more like, or if you're being like, someone's like being super safe and you're like, go, go. It's like, oh, they have a baby on board. They're being like extra careful.
They're just a bad driver.
No, but you know, like that's a thing. Like you're like, okay, a little bit like, you know, like an older person. You're like, oh, right. That's when you were supposed to shoot out there and make that left, you know? And they're like, eh.
Yeah, but you know what?
There should be one.
Then they shouldn't be on the road.
Okay, female driver.
Okay, stop. Okay, stop.
Then they really.
No.
Then they really shouldn't be on the road.
Stop.
There should be one that says female
in
driver.
In rush road. Hour if they're afraid to make a left because they have a baby. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Because that's God's way of saying we that lost. You're wrong. Anyway, so, you know, I got to bring this back because last week we had a special guest, our friend Ray.
I still have not got a text message back.
No, that's fine. So,
yeah,
text, we got to bring this back because we need another female's point of view on this because, you know, you have a kid and everything.
Yes.
So the famous, you know, the fun law they made in New York about, you know, the basically you can abort a baby up to the day it's born, right?
Yeah.
It's a really shitty law, in my opinion. But that's just me, because as I've gotten older, I'm starting to realize that I think my thought process has changed. When I was younger, I was like, fuck it. Everybody can abort a kid. Who cares, you know? But the more and more you think about it, it's like, you know, like, it's not a good thing, right? I mean, there's scenarios where I think, you know, definitely. But I don't think just because you found out your kid is in the testing autistic that you should be able to abort him. And things like that, you know, and that's a lot of people using it as a form where, oh, I know what I'm going to have and I make that decision and I'm okay because that kid's going to be different. But that doesn't always mean he's going to be.
You know what's crazy? Wait, sorry, before you answer, because and hopefully it doesn't go up into the, but it might, is that that's coming, dude. We're going to be able to choose what you want your kid to look like, because we're so
I'm not debating that, but I'm saying
now the human genome, dude. They're mapping the DNA.
Oh, 100%. I'm not debating that.
You're gonna be able to say, I want my child to have, you know, these colored eyes, this type of skin, be this tall. But my thing is like, so it's coming, right? Because right now it'll be used for, well, I don't want my child to have Down syndrome, or I don't want my child to have this, so let's modify their genetic code, whatever. But then it's not going to end there. It's just going to continue. Oh, well, I can modify this. And do you see what I'm saying? That's going to be a weird world.
Because I watched the video and I think I sent it to you guys. It was, I don't know the guy's name, but he's been in movies and shows and everything. Kid has autism. And he actually went in front of, I don't know what state, but it was,
I saw that.
It was alleged, you know, it was at the state level, not the federal, but he said he's talk to the federal about this as well. And he was saying like I'm living proof. I have autism, right? I'm Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. He's like, I've starred in movies. I've done this. I'm living my best life. And he's like, well, why? Like, why? Like, by you saying you don't want me, that's like prejudice, right? And it was like a light bulb. It's like, yeah, I'm like, just because you're different doesn't mean I should be able to say I don't want you. You know what I mean? Because if
well, I feel like you have to say something.
I mean, so you know, what do you feel on that? I mean, because I don't have a kid. I've been lucky or fortunate that I haven't slipped up. I know. How do you feel? You know, like if you like, let's say you found out that. No, I'm not even going to give the hypothetical because that's just not right. But if you known that with your next kid, mm-hmm. right, that it was like, what would you want to do? You know, like, and now then think about the New York stuff about being able to terminate a baby right before it's born and all that.
Sure. So a couple things. First, I'm pro-choice. I think a woman should have a choice. With that being said, I do not agree with that bill. I do not think that the day before or late term is acceptable. And I think it goes along with probably, you know, many people, but, you know, we all say like everyone has a line and that line might be different from you to me. And then as we continue down, you know, time as a culture and as a society, we decide all together like, yeah, that's bad. You know, it's like we don't marry 13-year-old girls anymore off to 40-year-old men. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're all like, no, 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 that's not good anymore, right? Mm-hmm. We evolve and we're like, we're not going to do that. So I think at this point, something like that could be, you know, have a finer line. But again, and we've kind of talked about this, but, you know, for me, I'm like, this is my body, right? This is mine. And I get two people made a decision and now something might be growing. However, if you cannot survive without me, if you can't come out and survive, then it's you don't have a choice yet because this is me. So that's how I feel about that.
Child, but right before birth.
I don't agree with that. That's what I'm saying.
So your argument right now.
No, what do you mean?
You're contradicting yourself.
No, it's not because when you come, like, when baby can come
finish?
Out. Oh, well, go.
Conversation two-way street.
Yes. So the reason I'm saying that is because you're saying if the baby cannot survive in what sense? Because a 1-year-old can't survive without you. You're gonna have to feed it.
So
you have to bathe it. You have to clean
sure,
it.
Sure. That's like me saying here is your water. It is not, you know, whatever. It's not. You're taking food from like what I'm eating into your body. It's mm-hmm. not like this is not a baby bird situation. So once you're out, I feel like there's bottles. There's all these other things that yes, someone has to care for you. There's mm-hmm. a difference between care for you mm-hmm. and me. My body being making you survive.
Let me ask you this. What level of right does the man have? Because that child would not be possible. It's not just you, right?
Sure.
It's the man who also has to, the sperm has to, you know, infiltrate the egg. How much does he have?
Wait, hold on. Before, yeah. let me just interject with that statement. Not the ones that run away, that say, I want nothing to do with this.
Sure.
The ones that actually are there with you, going through the whole process and happy, and then you turn around and say, I don't really want this. But he really wants the baby, and you know what I mean? Because it's like you did it together. So there's the ones that run away, yeah, they don't really have a say. But people forget that there's a lot of men that want to go down this path, you know, have the kid and they're excited, you know, freaks them out, but they're there for you. But then you turn around and say, well, I'm going to abort it. And you're like, you don't have a say. Like that hurts the guy too. You know what I mean? So that's, I just wanted to add that point. Yeah. Like, so there's two ways. Yeah. Don't always come from the standpoint of if the guy just runs away, but what about the guy that wants to so you know
this,
what I mean?
So, right. And this, there's, I feel like a lot of topic or a lot of pieces this can go down because I think that that is very valid. And I think that, for instance, if you are married and you decide to have a vasectomy, right? And you can't do that without also the woman's like
signing. I looked it up. That's not true.
I literally just had this conversation.
I looked it up because when we were arguing, because I was going to bring that up in that.
Maybe it's a state's.
It must be a state thing.
I looked it up because of HIPAA. because of HIPAA, a doctor can never tell a wife, tell the wife that and it happened. I looked it up.
What do you mean?
So because when I go in and get a procedure, right? And I go get a vasectomy. If the wife comes and says, I need to know if he had that vasectomy. Doctor can't tell him. And you're protected. So that's why.
Well, let's stay away from the law. Let's look at it from should he? Let's look at it from that.
He should, but I looked it up.
So you're saying before, I'm saying you're in a married situation. You've had kids and it's like, hey, I want to have a vasectomy. And she's like, no, we can do other measures, but I don't want you doing that yet. Like the woman has to sign off on it, right?
They have a witness. Because I looked up that on the form. It says that you can have a spouse sign off on it, but you do not have to.
I think right now, we're getting caught in the law.
Right.
Yeah. And right now, I'm looking for your opinion.
Right.
You feel that a man should not do that.
So this was what I was trying to say. They can go down to many routes. There's going to be always like outliers and things that we can say and say, oh, yeah, well, what about this situation? And what about this situation? And what about this situation? And they're all going to be very different. And they're all going to have, honestly, different responses. The reason I was bringing that up is because I think that in a married situation, I think that just as much as a woman's like, no, you don't get to, you know, kill your kids. Or, I mean, not kill them. Sorry. But you don't get to stop, you know, sperm from coming because I might still want children. That's a discussion we need to have. You don't get to make that decision without me because we are married and we're one. I think that's the same situation when you are married and we have if we had a kid. I don't get to just choose now because we're together and it's like I don't want to say like ownership or property, but it's like. You're supposed to be
there's
the same.
There's a commitment there.
Yeah, but if it's like we're just, you're just a person out here in the world and I am too, it's like, no, you honestly, like to me, I do think it's unfair. Oh, wow. I do think it's unfair. And, but I still believe that it's happening to her body and it should be as such. If you're married, hey, you guys need to work it out. If you're not like
so, if you're saying a married woman and the guy does not want her to abort, then she should not abort.
That's right.
Mm. So you, a lot of females are gonna hear that and be like, "Oh my God, that's
your husband." That you guys got to work that out. If you guys have to figure that out, you can't. You should not be wanting to make decisions like that. That to you, it's not just yours anymore, right? It's not just yours. Yes, you have to carry it, but you made a decision to have a baby.
Where do you stand on the? On the child is a human being question.
As in like what, when do I say that's a human?
At what point?
You know, I think that obviously like technically as soon as it probably is formed, it's like, hey, it's going to be a human. Just because it's like a pea right now doesn't mean that it's not going to grow to be that. Just like a child is a child and they grow to be an adult. You're still a human, right? So the human thing is not really where I feel like there's a debate in the argument.
The reason I'm saying that is because...
How it looks and is it really considered
the reason I say that is because...
Person?
Exactly. The reason I'm saying that is because if our laws protect us, right? The laws that are here... and you know, and you as a citizen are entitled to, you know what I'm saying, life, right? That's outlined in our constitution. Then the question is, when is this a person? When is this a human being that's entitled to all those rights?
Sure. And to me, it goes back down to, you said, hey, when you consider someone a person, and I said, hey, we're a person. If our two cells come together, it's a cell, it's a human cell, like it's going to be a person. So to me, that's not necessarily like the like right syntax to have the argument over. Again, my thing is, can you survive without my body? If I die, you die. At that point, like then what's the difference? So if you cannot survive without me, then like you're not necessarily, it's not that you're not a human, but you can't do it. You can't do it.
So you don't know at what point that happens.
Medically, I don't know. I would think that I know there's some people who had babies, like had to, you know, for medical reasons and things, had to like at like 25 weeks, and those babies are out, and it's a very severe situation. Like some of them don't make it, some of them do, and they're in like the preemie units and all this stuff for like months and months and months. You know what I mean?
A lot of my cousins out here.
Yeah.
They all were preemies.
I'm not saying that medicine can't get you there or like, you know, technology, but there's also a certain point where like, even if they would take you out, they're like, see if we could, we're going to put you, ma'am, in the hospital because we need those lungs to form. They're not fully there yet. Would you say that's, you know what I mean? Like you can't, even if we would take you out now, it's like,
so if
you're
you were,
unable to, you're unable to, you're not fully formed yet and you need my body to do that.
So if you
that's what I'm
to
saying.
Have your way, like your, the way that you would do it. In other words, you laid out the law, how you, it was ideal. Would you say, hey, you know, the child who cannot, who needs me to survive, let's come to an agreement and say, let's, instead of aborting the child, which is tearing its limbs, because I don't know if you guys have seen videos of
abortion. Nope, I don't want to know about it. I don't want to watch it. Please do not explain it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just telling you that
I know what it does, but we don't.
Going in with some type of pliers or things that they're just literally pulling limbs, ripping limbs off. Okay, so my question is, this is, I'm telling you, this is what happens. So,
but not in every situation. That's where you're, that's like a fully, at a certain point, like they are not all,
man.
I don't think that's the same.
Let's get away from how they do it. Let's get away from how they do it. We know it's not right in a lot of ways.
I mean, some people don't know this. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm bringing it up. So anyway, what I'm trying to get at is I think a middle ground where some people will say, well, that's not necessarily a human being. Okay. Have the baby be brought out and try to survive through you know, those, whatever they put
incubators.
Yeah.
If it's at a stage where you can do that, fine, be my guest. I guess, be my guest.
But
my thing is also
put it up for adoption.
But this is, so it's, I think.
I understand you put your body through a lot of shit, but instead of give, you know, if you don't want, if a female doesn't want the child to take care of it, I mean, and there's people that want to take care of children because they can for whatever reason, like, give that child a chance.
But my thing is, this is the thing. So we're kind of, because of the bill, it's talking about late. I'm saying if you're at, under, if you're first trimester, right, you're like under that. So like under, I think it's like, what, 13 weeks or something like that. Yep. If 8 weeks you find out you're pregnant and you're like, whoa, no, I don't want this. This is not even, you know, not what you
I
can
hear
start
you.
Going
I hear
like
you.
A pea to like a cantaloupe to whatever. So I'm saying at that point you're like, nope, you got to still have them, even though it's not, you know, it wouldn't not like there's yeah. there's no science that can help that at that point.
Well, right? And I look at it like this. At any point in when a female gets an abortion, that's something I don't have to live with. I don't have to live with it, whatever guilt and psychological stuff that brings, because you coming to terms
it's
to
it's a tough decision. It's not something I think people take lightly. I don't think this is like.
Oh, no. There's a lot of females out there that get 2-3 abortions. You know? You know what I mean? And it's like, it's nothing. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, well, you don't know exactly what's happening. I don't think it's nothing. However, I think that whatever's happening in their situation, where we talk about priorities and we talk about what this is going to do for your life, you, regardless if you keep making bad decisions and having, you know, unprotected sex and whatever reason you're, you know, really fertile, you know what I mean? And you keep having unprotected sex, but.
So you agree with women using it as a way of birth control?
No, I don't use it.
So in what circumstances?
He was basically just saying like, oh, I don't think that like, I know some women who've had like 3 and they don't care about it. And I'm just like, it's not fair to say that she doesn't care about it. I'm just saying, I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying there's obviously things going on with her, whether it be psychological or whatever, where that is not as important.
But then it becomes their form of birth control.
So in what circumstances would you say... you would allow it.
Allow what?
Abortions.
Whenever you want to do it, as long as that it's under the, you know,
so
the.
It doesn't matter what, for what reason. Doesn't have to be a health reason. It's if you want to have an abortion. So again.
After a certain point.
For birth, yes. No. It's exactly, that's what I'm saying. So you're saying as a form of birth control, if you want to have an abortion.
I've never said, it's not about a form of birth control.
You just said right now, for any reason.
For any reason.
So I said for any reason that you want to abort.
Birth control is a reason. It's one of the any reasons.
Okay, if you want to say that, that's fine. Okay. Sure.
That's why they make birth control.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to get you guys, like, think, or I feel like you guys are saying, like, oh yeah, like women just are like going out there and they're having these babies.
I'm
asking questions. Yeah. And you're.
Well, no, because I'm saying any reason, as in if you choose to have an abortion, I'm saying because you don't want a baby or because of a health condition. I'm saying that. And I feel like you're like, oh, well, you know, that means that also this. And I'm like, you know what, if you want to say birth control, but like that's kind of bringing it left. And that's not what I'm talking about. I think we all know that. That's why I'm like, why do you go that way? And then when I'm kind of like, why do you do that? You're like,
what is so wrong with birth control? Like, why do you have a reaction to that?
Because I do not think, one, that it should be birth control. So I'm saying that. And then you're like, well, that's what you're just saying. And I'm like,
I think for any reasons, it's even worse than birth control. Any reason a woman wants to, that, you know what I mean? Like, she had a bad Tuesday.
But that's what I'm saying. You're also bringing it down to such a thing where, like...
No, you did when you said for any reason.
I'm saying any reason. And again, you're saying, oh, because I say any reason, that means that someone didn't think about it. And like, literally, I say any reason, you're like,
oh. You assume that. But I'm asking you a question.
Right, but here's it. Let's get back on track. But real quick, you say for any reason, and then we're agreeing. But then basically we're saying that it's kind of like they're using it as a form of birth control. Right. Why not just take birth control to stop?
And I'm saying, why do you guys think that someone's using it for a form of birth control then? Is that a better question?
Because there's been 50 million abortions since it was legalized.
Okay.
50 million.
Okay. And my thing is,
the predominant majority of these happen in minorities.
And what is the age range? I would be very, very interested in knowing the age range, because the women that I know who've had abortions have been under 25, under 20. And right or wrong, whatever.
They weren't ready for a kid.
Yes.
Birth control.
And so, but this is a thing. It's not about birth. Okay.
They weren't ready for a kid. Okay,
but you're not. Can I finish real quick, though?
Yes, go ahead.
The point is, whether you're not having like protected sex, you don't know about, I don't know, plan B or whatever the situation happened, it's like, I don't think they're using that for birth control. I think they're not using anything, and then they're in this situation. So I guess that's why I'm being kind of triggered by it, as in like, well, they're using it as birth control. And I'm like, no, they're not doing anything. They're like either uneducated or they're just like, fuck it. And now they're in this situation. And this is the only thing now that they do is like, well, I don't want this kid. So this is my only option now, because I'm not doing this. I don't want to tell my parents. I want to hide it. Like, I'm all these things because I'm the one. You know what I mean? Like, so I guess I don't.
Why
feel
not
like,
just take so to avoid even getting pregnant? Why
I
don't
agree.
People take?
Why don't?
So that's what we're saying.
Why
have
you used a condom in your life? This is just in general. I'm just saying. Even right now, as an adult. I know you've not used one.
Oh, yeah, I don't.
Okay. So,
wow, put his business out there.
So I'm just saying. So we're talking about, we're older and we understand these things, and we're asking these like hormonal or whatever kids to be like, you know, strap this on. And
yeah, but that's why
same...
there should be adults who guide these kids.
There should be, but do we have sexual education anymore in school? All these things are banned. You can't even do anything about
because certain sides don't want. Oh my God, you can't show a titty in class. Stop. You know what I mean?
No, so I think there's.
I think we should go multiple, move into solutions. I think that's a good way to segue.
Into
solutions.
I think
feel like,
you're just done with the conversation.
No,
are you done with the
like,
conversation?
So, but here's the deal. If the
wow,
so, like we were discussing,
you just shut me up. You know what? We're done. Wow.
Do you think people would think less if they had to pay it in full? Right, because you can go to Planned Parenthood, and if you don't have money, it gets subsidized. Right. I mean, or you pay minimal. You know. So, what if there was no money towards it? And if you want an abortion, you actually had to go pay full $500 to $1,000. You know what I mean? Instead of just being able to go in and just almost get it done for free or $80, whatever.
I think we'd have a lot more babies out there.
But
what's wrong with that?
I didn't say there was anything wrong with that. I just said I think we'd have a lot more. You asked what would happen, and I said I think we'd have a lot more babies.
So
I think a lot of people would not be able to afford that. There's people right now who like to get the day after pill are like, oh, I'll give you $50, go get that pill, girl. You know what I mean? Like, But if a dude, you know.
Oh, I'm just talking
don't
about.
Have $500 to give you, boo.
Right, but I'm just talking about in general, right? Like, so, okay, so now the, so now if you stop subsidizing it, and now let's say out of the 50 million, you had 25 still here. If you can't, now what happens if you, you know, now you goes down the rest of it, right? Now, if they're a shithead person and they don't want to deal with it and they just put it up and put it in a home, now we possibly could. I mean, I'm just throwing out different scenarios here. You know, we talk about, you know, it could be the next Beethoven, but you could also be the next, you know, craziest
Jeffrey
person.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer or, you know, Manson and all that. So, you know, that's where that argument comes in. So I'm just throwing out the hypothetical. So it, do we need that fine line of, all right, what do we say? What's the true line? What's the, you know, do we need, is it, should it be a federal, like what we were trying to get into last week, should there be a federal law that's over there, or do we leave it to the states? Right? Because this is a,
talking about, so
you, it's a moral issue.
You brought that up, and that's, it's interesting. Did you see that thing that I sent you? The lady who, the, Roe v. Wade was named after this woman who came out when it went to the Supreme Court, and basically the Supreme Court allowed abortion. The lady who was used, the name Roe in Roe v. Wade, after all that, she came out completely against, and she said, I was a kid. I was manipulated. I was told to lie. She never had an abortion, and she was made to lie because people used her to advance this. And so she spent the rest of her life doing the March for Life, that they have in Washington, D.C. Yeah.
But you don't
hear that.
That should be.
And to me, like,
national shit.
The problem, the only things that should be federal law are things that are outlined in the Constitution. Anything that's not outlined in the Constitution is left to the states. And so that's why when we were talking with Ray last week about it, and, you know, for me, yes, I have a hard time when federal government gets involved and apply something across the whole country, right? Because now you have states like, the southern belt states who are now forced to provide this thing that they don't believe in because they're very, you know, in some of those places, they're very religious and they don't want this.
So, go ahead. I was going to say, with your comment, I think that that is definitely a solution. Could be like, hey, if we're going to stop doing this. And I think if that was to be something that was put on the table, along with that, I really liked the whole thing of making adoption way easier, as in money-wise. Like, yes, I want full background checks. I want, like, full analysis done, whatever, in that sense, because you don't want people to be, you know, abused and be with bad, you know, parents and things like that. But the cost of, you know, adoption and the process behind it, and you can't just tell me all this thousands of dollars for paperwork.
It should be left to the private
sector.
Yeah.
It should be almost free. You pay for your background check, and that's it. Why am I... You really don't, you know, the person doesn't, the person doesn't want the child.
It should be a business.
Like, but the person doesn't want the child. Okay, cool. It shouldn't be this difficult for somebody that wants it. Okay, I'm going to run the background check, but do you have to run a background check to do an abortion? I mean, you're saying, you know, it's okay to, you know, kill the baby, but it's going to cost somebody $10,000 to take on that baby from you. So you're not... you're putting a price on the cost of the right to life.
This is why I say that the government should not even be involved in it. Not even financially. I think one of you guys sent me a thing like that said, imagine if the government spent on what was it?
Adoptions
instead of abortions.
Right.
But my thing is like, no, because people are going to abuse it. You know what? Well, adopting just so that they can get
government money. Yeah.
But I'm saying not just that, but even in that sense where even if it was private, people... Just how they do really crappy things, everything every subject there's two sides of it, right? There's gonna be the good side and a negative thing, the contrast of it. So it's like, even if you were like, okay, you know, you have to have the baby or whatever, then it's like, we're gonna, you know, people want babies can have them. And then it's gonna be like, man, like, we need to, you know, like, girl, I'll save your problem and here you go. And then it's like someone's, you know what I mean? I don't know. I just feel like it just feels icky. It all feels icky.
Right. But now let's say you were against abortion but you didn't want your baby. Right. And now let's say me and my fake wife, mm-hmm. right. We can't conceive. And we were like, hey, Samantha, yep. you don't want your baby.
Yep.
Can we adopt it?
Yep.
It should be as, and that it actually, should almost be as simple that as that.
Actually, you know what?
It shouldn't even be illegal.
Well, wait, I have a friend who got a baby in that way. Someone actually called her up and said, hey, you know, would you guys want a baby? Because they already have two adopted or one adopted. And they were like, yes. And the deal is the woman, you know, the same guy, you know, she got pregnant and she didn't want the baby. You know, they didn't want it, had it. Gave it to you guys, right? You are calling me up saying, hey, the same situation is happening. Same girl, same dad. Would you guys want a baby? Because we can't take another one. You know what I mean? Right. We're good. So, and this is when we talked about like who has rights about things. Anyways, so they were like, yes, I'll take the baby. And once it was born, you know, they had to make sure the guy like signed off like, yes, because they didn't want her to give away her rights and him be like, haha, like, you know, I'll take it, whatever. So, but like they did it semi-private because they knew someone and she was like, I want to give you my baby. Mm-hmm. Most of the time people don't know who wants a baby.
Yeah.
But I think if people did it like that, it was a lot less money because you're still adopting, but it's like, here's a baby for you. Like literally, like here's the baby for you.
$1 million idea.
Instead of,
$1 million
but then it also goes to like, there's people want the babies and not the 3-year-old. People want the baby and not the 5-year-old.
You know,
there's so many layers to it, which we would need to tackle. But again, when we talk about the whole abortion thing and why this all happened, I'm like, I agree. Abortion is not great. I still think there's a woman should have a choice. However, if we're so worried about, instead of being so worried about abortion or not, or this, it's like, let's talk about why we're in this situation, because this is that's the hurting part. You know, like we need to talk about all these other layers that got us to the point where someone's having to make this decision of abortion. Mm-hmm. That's the hard part. This stuff, if we try to work on this, mm-hmm. instead of just fighting left and right about should they have it, should they not have it, it's like, even if they start saying, okay, fine, no abortions, girls, you have to have your baby. No one's still working on this problem. And mm-hmm. that's where I'm like,
what do you think that problem is?
I think, again, it's multi-layered. I think is there enough education about it? Like situations, like we know as an adults, like, are we always strapping it? And it's like, if we're not, then what are we,
was this education 200 years ago. People weren't having this education.
So
let
me bring this to you.
Like this.
Let me bring this to you.
Because, right, but there was also like.
So like you just said earlier, I made a mental note. I didn't interrupt.
Oh.
See that? I'm getting good at this, guys. I'm not the interrupter. I'm waiting my turn. So you said before, you know, the federal government shouldn't be involved in this, right? Do you feel the federal government should be making a federal law? I mean, I know that we have, you know, so obviously there's a federal, right? But should they have been involved in it? Or do you leave it up to the states? Because now leaving it up to the states, this is where you get these crazy laws. And I know Virginia tried doing something fucking even worse or something like that. So
I would leave it to the states, because the reason they're able to get away with this is because the federal law protects it. And I'll tell you why. So the second that the Constitution or the courts say, hey, we're overturning Roe v. Wade, we're sending this back to the states, those people... You know, I mean, will there be some states that will allow it? Yeah, they probably will. You're right. The Virginia law, you know, people are just now realizing what they voted for. I mean, a lot of people who voted said, hey, we don't like Trump, therefore we're going to support all these Democrats.
Yeah.
And the Democrats are coming out as, you know, they're abortion and they're like hardcore abortionists. I mean, to me, like right before birth, that's sick. That's crazy. But the people who did it just as a backlash to Trump, I think that's going to have repercussions in the next elections, because they're realizing, they're like,
yeah.
I don't even know why I'm not on the mic, but they're realizing, but they're realizing that the whole time, nobody tells me anything.
Amateur. We're just going to let you keep going.
I know.
I'm like, he can fix that later, clearly.
No, I can, but you know. Anyway, so they're going to realize and they're going to come to realize, oh no, we need to vote these guys out because these guys are like, anti-life, You know why I'm sitting over here is because the camera's. Yeah, gotta fix the camera. Anyway,
so let me bring this. So let's say any other amendment or whatever gets overturned, right? Let's say they say, you know what, we're gonna overwrite the 19th Amendment for the woman's right to vote. Mm-hmm. What, like, you're starting to set more precedents, right? You know, you see what I'm saying? So it's like, if this gets overturned, this is a federal law. It's not an amendment. Yeah. It's not an amendment, right? But, so I know getting rid of amendments is like almost impossible.
But even abortion is not an amendment.
No, that's what I said. I said
it was interpreted. So it's been decided by the courts, and that has created a precedent. But it's nowhere in the Constitution.
Right, but you can amend something. You know what I mean? So
yeah, amending the Constitution.
It's almost impossible. Much harder. It's almost impossible. Yeah, exactly. But I'm saying, let's say you get the wrong people in. You know, like everybody feels that this guy's the
Hitler.
Yeah, Hitler. I just don't like saying his name, but you know. And he's going to change all these things and make it all bad. But what if you actually get the wrong judges in there, right? And they turn around and say, you know what? Dun, 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 dun. You can't get rid of them. They're lifetime judges, right? On either side.
Well, then, I mean, the Constitution allows the states to be able to even overturn certain things that the federal government has passed. But I think you need so much. I forget how
it's
much.
It's almost impossible.
They call it the Convention of the States. So technically the states, all the local bodies, legislative bodies of each state can get together and say, no, federal government, up yours. We're not going to do this and we're going to overturn it. So there is the law has allowed for that kind of power to the states.
Yeah, it's almost I don't think
but
it's
you
ever
would
happened.
Need, so much support from I don't even know how many.
Yeah. And everybody's so damn divided. It ain't never going to happen. But anyway, I was just curious to see where you felt like if it got overturned and federal
think,
to state.
We did an hour
more and I got to pee.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. The Salty Show. Tune in next time. Catch us on all the social media
that we hate.
See you next time.
Stay salty, bitches.
I'm like that. Probably.